Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
August 27, 1804, day 106 of the expedition. Camped 2 miles past the mouth of the River Jacques, presently known as the James River, and locally called Jim River. You may recall that yesterday, Drewyer and Shannon were sent out with instructions to find the horses and then meet the boat. Today, Clark writes,
"This morning the star called the Morning Star much larger than common. George Drewyer came up and informed that he could neither find Shannon or the horses. We sent Shields and Joe Fields back to hunt Shannon and the horses, with directions to keep on the hills to the Grand Calumet above the river. We set sail under a gentle breeze from the southeast. At 7 miles past a white clay marl or chalk bluff. Under the bluff is extensive. I discovered large stone, much like lime, encrusted with a clear substance I believe to be cobalt. Also, ore is embedded in the dark earth resembling slate. Above the bluff, we had the prairie set on fire to let the Sioux see that we were on the river, and as a signal for them to come to it. At 2 o'clock, past the mouth of the River Jacques, or Yankton, one Indian at the mouth of this river swam to the pirogue. We landed, and 2 others came to us. Those Indians informed that a large camp of Sioux were on the River Jacques near the mouth. We sent Sergeant Pryor and a Frenchman with Mr. Durian, the Sioux interpreter, to the camp with directions to invite the principal chiefs to council with us at the bluff above called Calumet. 2 of those Indians accompanied them, and a 3rd continued in the boat, showing an inclination to continue. This boy was in Omaha, and informed that his nation were going to the Pawnees to make peace with that nation. Captain William Clark, August 27, 1804.
The white clay marl mentioned by Clark is the Niobrara Formation, which became famous for the fossil skeletons of marine reptiles found in it. The substance Clark thought was cobalt must have been something else, as no metallic ores have ever been found here. Monday, Council with the Sioux Chiefs.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman. Music, courtesy of Columbia Legacy Records. Journal entries are from Gary Moulton's complete edition of the Lewis and Clark Journals, published at the University of Nebraska Press. Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is produced at Yellowstone Public Radio. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.